Kevin O'Brien here, the FF Engineer. I host the Fantasy Football Engineering Podcast, where I bring on a guest each week to discuss a wide range of topics, all to apply practical knowledge in order to design, research, build, maintain your dynasty rosters for now and beyond. I borrow brilliance from each guest and share how I leverage many different areas of expertise to accomplish common goal of competing all year round. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Podbean.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night, part of the DLF podcast family. This is episode 26. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. I got another couple of tough guests this evening to do battle with.
Yeah, we've got some real good guests playing for a one-year subscription to DLF. Before we get to them, let's do mention real fast that we do still have shirts for sale for $15. All right, business is all out of the way. Let's bring in the guests. Let's start with Denny there. Denny Carter, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't know if I qualify as a tough competition. I appreciate you guys having me on, but the extent of my dynasty knowledge goes, I've been holding on to Josh Gordon for 6 years. So that's
is it going to pay off this year?
It better.
All right. We also have Pete Overzet joining us. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I also don't feel like tough competition. I've listened to previous shows and I feel like Denny and I are lambs being led to the zookeeper slaughter. So yeah, we're happy to be a part of this charade where Matt gets his rocks off by beating up on people with his dynasty knowledge.
This is where like a good editor would put in like a sound of lambs being slaughtered, like, you know, sounds of a slaughterhouse underneath Pete talking there. But we don't have one of those on this show. We don't have a good editor. We have me, usually. So, all right, we've got three games to play tonight. Matt, we will let you choose. We've got ADP Card Sharks. We've got a name game. We've got to start with one of those two.
Let's go with the name game, John. We didn't play that last week.
All right, so we're going to go back to the old style of the name game where your name is your buzzer. So as soon as you feel like you know the answer, buzz in with your name. I will give the first clue. If you get it off the first clue, it's worth 2 points. If you get it off the second clue, which is usually going to give you like a team name, something like that, you get 1 point. There are no points, no negative points for missing. All right, so I will read the first clue. If there is going to be an answer that uses some sort of poetic license, meaning the sounds might not be a perfect blend, but you kind of have to work it together, I will say that as we go into the clue. That does happen. So we will jump right into it. Remember, your name is your buzzer. The first clue is military toy with AFC North quarterback.
Matt.
Go ahead, Price.
G.I. Joe Flacco.
G.I. Joe Flacco it is.
We're so screwed, Daddy. We're so screwed.
I'm sorry. What just happened?
You didn't give a theme, or is there not a theme?
I did not give the theme beforehand, but I think you can probably figure it out from now.
So my first question, who is Joe Flacco?
my second question is, what teams are in the AFC North?
All right, so Pete, you need to pull up your divisions, or you're going to struggle wildly here.
I'm actually going to do that. Is that allowed? Open book test?
Sure, why not? I don't know. With the way Matt got that answer so quickly, I don't know if it's going to matter.
Me and Reddy be on a team together and then also Google everything.
I mean, military toy, I was thinking like something about a gun or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, man.
So my head went right to G.I. Joe. I don't know why. I played with a lot of G.I. Joes.
So obviously toys are going to be the theme for tonight.
Okay.
Did you guys not play with G.I. Joe's as kids?
I did.
I was gonna say, I feel like we're all similar age group here.
I did. No, I wasn't. I wasn't always a feckless lib. I played with.
Jeez. All right. On that note, we'll move on to the next clue. So we've got Toy Box Slideshow and NFC East wide receiver.
What was the first part?
Toy Box Slideshow.
Toy Box Slideshow and NFC East wide receiver. Do you guys want the second part of the clue or the second clue?
I would like that.
Yes, yes, please.
Second clue, New York Giants. You're all going to kick yourself when you get this.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Viewmaster Link Shepherd.
That's it. The Viewmaster. You guys don't remember the little stupid like little disc that you clicked and it just...
I did, but I didn't know what that was called. I thought it was
called Viewfinder, so I had to pivot there.
Viewmaster was the actual name of it. So
All right.
Now that we're getting you know, a hang of the game, we'll go with a poetic license answer. So the sound
wait, John, just real quick. Up to this point, you think we have the hang of the game?
Maybe I should rephrase it. Now that we've gotten as much of a hang of the game as we're going to have, I have a feeling.
Okay.
So this one might not blend as perfectly, but you can still kind of put it together. And I think you'll figure out what I mean as you get the answer here.
Okay.
So we've got Sphere of Rubber Fibers and NFC South running back. Sphere of Rubber Fibers and NFC South running back.
Sphere of Rubber Fibers sounds like a great band name.
Sphere. That's a fun as hell toy, too. All right, so do you want me to give the team name?
Sure. No, I feel like I need more toy clues and less team name.
Unfortunately, those are hard to come by without giving away the exact answer. So we're going to go with the New Orleans Saints.
I swear to God, if this is a Mike Gillisley answer.
Not Mike Gillisley.
Boston.
All righty. How about I'm going to go ahead and give the answer. It's Koosh Balvin Kamara. Koosh ball. You just don't remember having a Koosh ball?
I think you
ball,
took a
what? Alvin? His name's Alvin?
Alvin, you know, got to figure out Alvin. How to put Alvin and ball together, kind of.
You took a poetic license saying that was a poetic license of a clue.
Because that was rubber band ball. But
it was a stretch, but you guys don't remember a Koosh ball?
I remember a
Koosh ball, but I don't.
Okay. You just called it a rubber band ball, so I wasn't sure.
But that's different. I thought like the ball made out of rubber bands, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey. No. John,
like when you make like a homemade rubber band ball?
No, like you could buy them.
Buy those?
Anyway.
Koosh
ball, I just didn't think rubber I guess rubber fibers, like because it has all the little
fibers
or whatever I'm not calling them fibers.
Can I put in a request for some more like mid-90s toys? I'm just trying to like hit my sweet spot a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah.
Right on the fly, do it.
Yeah. I'll just make up some. I'll make up some clues because they're that easy to come up with.
So. Mr. Abacus Kamara over here.
All right, so we'll go on to the next one. We've got Dolphins now practice squad receiver and six-sided sliding puzzle game.
Six-sided sliding puzzle receiver.
Dolphins now. This was big news that this dude got cut and put on the practice squad.
Oh,
Dolphins now practice squad receiver.
Okay,
it's something with Carew.
I think I know this receiver.
It's something Carew.
And six-sided sliding puzzle game.
Oh, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt. I have a feeling you're getting
Leonte Carubic's cube.
Oh man,
exactly.
That's a good one. I like that, John.
What's wrong with us?
We are going to be laughed out of the industry.
I was laughed out of the industry 4 years ago.
It was actually around the second Clinton administration, I think, when you were formally laughed out.
That's generous of you guys to think that anybody in the industry listens to this. But so that one I've actually thought was kind of an easy one, to be honest.
No, that was an easy one. I'm embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed.
All right, so we will now I'll switch back to another one that you guys will give me shit for because it won't work out, you know, poetic licensing. But we're going to go with Fortune Telling Sphere and NFC West running back.
Oh,
go for it, Pete. Try it. Fortune Telling Sphere and NFC West running back.
I'm just going to say Pete, and I'm going to say former Denver Broncos running back, Crystal Monty Ball.
Okay, so I said there were no negative points, but that's going to get negative points. That's not even close.
I feel like that was a pretty good guess.
That's not even the right toy.
No. All right, so do you want the team name here, Denny and yes. Matt?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember, poetic license, so the sounding might be off a little.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Yep,
it's going to sound a lot off like that. You're right. The 49ers.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Magic 8 Ballfred Morris.
There you go. Matt got it.
I'm on tilt, Denny.
I'm tilting.
I've never seen Matt do this well in the name game. I don't know if it's just the competition.
Hang on, John. You're going to give me negative points for that creative answer. You can, Monty you Crystal ahead. Ball? Well, I mean, that's a nice
I'll keep you at zero. Does that make you feel better?
All right. Don't do me any favors, John. You score this game with the integrity you need to go to sleep at night.
I sleep plenty well. All right, we'll switch back.
I like that sandwich, though. The Monte Cristo, that's a great sandwich.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, we'll switch back to a kind of a regular one here, if any of them are. Interchangeable Starch Fella and NFC West Tight End.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Mr. Potato Hayden Hurst.
Nope. This Oof. One's not a poetic license here.
Mr. Potato ASJ.
No. All right, Pete, you want the team?
Yeah.
The Seahawks.
Peter, Mr. Potato Head Luke Wilson.
Head Dixon.
There it is. Yeah,
Matt, I really know what tight end.
Luke Wilson is on the Lions now.
God damn it.
I got it at the end there for no points. But yes, Mr. Potato Head Dixon.
Luke Wilson isn't on the Seahawks anymore.
Oh, no.
Daddy, am I fired from draft day consulting?
Yeah, no, you gotta go. I'm really sorry to do this on air, but.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I heard AFC North.
Yeah. Also, I in my joke response, I meant to say RSJ. ASJ.
I think that's definitely negative points if I've ever seen.
Yeah. It. Yeah. Probably.
RSJ gets positive points from me on this podcast for anything. So, all right, we've got Squishy Stretchy Toy with AFC South running back. Do you guys want the team name?
I want the toy name.
Yeah.
Well, the team name is Jacksonville.
Matt.
All right, go for it, Matt.
Went blank. Silly Putty J. Yeldon.
That's it. Silly Putty. Silly Putty J. Yeldon.
Wait, what?
To be fair, that's a toy from like the 70s, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what Silly Putty is.
Yeah, but I would, yeah, I guess.
But does everyone know who TJ Yeldon is?
he still plays for the Seahawks. Like Luke
I think he's got a wide open path to touches in that backfield right now. Very tumultuous.
Does have a wide open path once that ankle gets turned again. So.
Oh, man, this is so embarrassing, Denny.
All right, so we'll go back to we've got one more poetic license one, so be prepared.
Oh, God.
Be prepared here.
So something with a ball in it. So
nope.
Silly Putty TY
Putt T.
Silly Putt T.
That's not poetic license, John.
How do you not really putty?
Putty ends in sound T.
I need one for my own. Mental health and self-confidence.
All right. You've got it. I can feel you're going to get this one.
Let me pull up my divisions.
Sure. AFC West running back and reptilian crime fighters.
Oh, I finally know the toy.
Yeah.
Do you want the team name?
Yeah, sure.
Raiders. So Raiders running back and reptilian crime fighters.
If this is right, this is really poetic.
It is very poetic. Oh, yes,
I'm already tilted.
Doug Mar, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's amazing. Are you guys?
Is it?
I'm so steamed up right now.
Pete, I feel like we've been set up.
This show is off to a great start.
Lambs to the slaughter.
We've got one more. I'm going to make this an 8-point question, you guys, so you guys can end with a respectable, I don't know, like 8-point, 5-point loss.
You guys don't watch enough Wheel of Fortune, clearly.
I don't watch any. So.
Well, I don't do enough imagining how John sounds out player names.
That's probably true. That's probably a good thing for all. All right, we've got one more. Let's finish this category up. We've got NFC South running back and mobile coil sure to get wrapped in itself.
What?
Yeah, no, I got the toy.
Yeah.
Say that last part one more time.
NFC South running back and mobile coil sure to get wrapped in
Peter.
Itself. Go, Peter.
Christian Slinkaffrey.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to get this based on your earlier comments.
Slinkaffrey.
Did you say Slinky McCaffrey?
Slinkaffrey. It rolls off the tongue.
He's putting things in the middle. He's mixing words in the middle. All right. Well, the team is the New Orleans Saints.
Mark Slinkrum?
Nope.
Mike, just roll those rolls. Right,
what do you got, Danny?
Yeah, Mike Gillis Slinky.
There it is. Yeah,
I already said there better not be a damn Mike Gillis question.
I about lost it when you said it. Is this a Mike Gillis question? All I'm thinking is no, but wow. I have another one later, so keep that name in mind.
Danny gets
a point.
My one contribution was putting it on a tee for Denny.
Let's go. Sorry, that's just my dynasty knowledge coming through.
You did all the work, and Denny takes home the prize.
I need to do a best ball draft so I can get an Ed Dixon share.
All right, Matt clearly won that game. So
yes.
We will now go on to ADB Card Sharks.
You sure you don't want to play the new game first, John?
No, I don't want to play the new game first because I like this other one better, and it took me a hell of a lot longer to prepare. So we're going to play it, damn it. All right, so the time frame that we are working on is from May, right when all those let's draft our rookies right now drafts were going on. So May 2018 to August 2018. Because I don't quite have September yet. So, again, we are looking for the player that has had their ADP change the most.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if it's gone up or down. You're just looking for the biggest change. So I have these randomized 1 through 10. You'll get to pick a card, 1 through 10. I'll give you the player name, and you can choose to stay on that player or pass and go to another player. You can go up to 3 cards in your turn. We will let Matt start since Matt is ahead in the game. We're going to start with quarterbacks. Oh, and this is overall ADP, not just positional ADP. So overall ADP.
Okay.
Matt, pick a number.
And it's Dynasty ADP, guys.
Dynasty ADP, yes.
As found on DLF.com, winner's getting a free subscription.
Of course.
Not me. I'm going to have to keep guessing what those
ADPs winner of are. Winner of one question, I guess, gets.
That's right.
Somebody's got to beat Matt so that they can give away a subscription.
I'll go with 7.
Denny, will you share your sub with me?
Never.
Number 7 is Ben Roethlisberger.
I will take a new card.
All righty. Pick a number.
I will take number 4.
Number 4. Rivers.
So I have the same quarterback, so I will take another card. How about number 15?
Cards are 1 through 10, so that's going to be a little tough.
I'll take number 10.
You're disqualified for
for that. Yeah.
I agree. Derek Carr is where you are sticking.
Gross.
All righty. Denny, since you're closest to in second place,
okay,
we'll go ahead and let you go second. You cannot choose number 4, 7, or 10.
Okay. 1.
Number 1, Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Do you want to stay or go?
Denny just like, yes, that is a name on a card. You just
I know that name.
I've heard that name several times. I'll stick with that one.
Okay. And Pete, you get to pick some cards now.
Yeah, I'll do number 3. How many times do I get to swap?
You can swap your first pick and then you can go 2 more times after that. So right. Jared Goff is your first one.
Jared Goff. I feel like he stayed relatively consistent. I feel like this is good radio when you kind of talk out your thought process here instead of just going into a dark blank like Denny did. I will swap it out.
All righty, pick another card.
Let's stick with these low numbers, 2.
Baker Mayfield.
I'm going to keep that card.
All right, so Matt started out with did you start with? Oh, Big Ben. Obviously, he didn't change much. You moved on. Then you went to Rivers. He did not change much either. You moved on again, and you ended on Carr, who's actually moved 38 spots in overall ADP since then.
Wow.
Which way?
Down.
Yeah, I think he was a drop. Yeah.
Gruden got hired, it was all downhill.
Yeah, he dropped from 140 overall to 179 overall. So. Or 141, looks like. 141 to 179. Better make sure I do my math right. We've got math checkers on this on this podcast now. Better look out. All right. So then we went to Denny, who stuck with Wentz as the initial one. He's only changed 7 spots.
Well.
Then we went to Pete, who had Jared Goff, who actually had changed 48 spots.
Nice.
It wasn't good enough for Pete, so he decided to switch to Baker Mayfield, who is now all the rage, but in August had only changed 9 spots. So Matt gets the point for the quarterbacks.
Are you serious?
America. So yeah,
you had one of the biggest ones. The only person that other than Goff that had moved more is Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has taken a plummet since May.
That's actually legitimately interesting to me because I feel like Goff is going so late in redraft. Like what caused him to move so much? I feel
he's high in dynasty, man. He's like quarterback 8 or 9 or something right now.
He was really high in May.
Remember
in May,
age. We're all ageists in dynasty.
Yeah, in May he was 91 overall and in August 139. So, all right, let's move over to running back and see how badly Matt can dominate this section.
This game is mostly luck. I don't know. So,
kind of. I mean,
it feels very lucky. Yeah.
There is definitely a luck involvement. Definitely luck involvement. But when you hit the player that you think has moved a lot, you can be in good shape. So, Matt, you're going to go first again. 1 through 10, running backs now.
Number 10.
Number 10, Mark Ingram.
I'll stay on Mark Ingram.
All righty. We'll let Pete go first this time of the 2 consolation prize guys right now.
Dang.
Number six.
Number 6, Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson from May to August. I'm going to keep that.
And Denny, you can pick anything but 6 and 10.
9.
Number 9, Alex Collins.
Ooh. All right. I'll take him. Yes, I will stay.
All righty. So Matt started off with Mark Ingram, who has, of course, fallen 22 spots from May to August. Pete went with Chris Thompson, whose position's only changed 6 spots. Denny with Alex Collins, who's a lot closer, a whole lot closer to Mark Ingram. 19 spots changed for Mark Ingram. Not quite enough, but we're getting closer. We're getting closer, so it's you know. All right, so Matt has 2 out of it. We'll go ahead and play wide receiver. I guess we can play tight end. Maybe somebody will catch up and tie you. Let's go with go over to wide receiver, and Matt, you get to go first again.
Number 5
is Chris Hogan.
I'll take another card. Number 3,
John Ross.
I will stick on John Ross.
All righty. Benny, we'll let you go second this time.
All right. Number two.
Number two, Dez Bryant.
I guess I'll stick with him.
Yeah.
All righty.
Dez sounds like the nuts right here.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Dez is not the nuts.
Wow. Okay.
Nope. All right, Pete.
All right. Well, you just gave me some valuable information. I have three chances to draw to the nuts. I will start.
It could have been Chris Hogan or John Ross, too. You could be drawing dead.
Yeah. Well, based on how things are going, I am drawing dead. Number seven.
Number seven, Martavis Bryant.
Ooh. He feels like a trap. I'm trading.
Always is.
Always a trap.
Yeah. Martavis Bryant, trap.
All right. Number four.
Number four, Tywan Taylor.
Okay. Yeah. Silva's been beating that drum. Mm-hmm. People been pushing him up draft boards. He's young, pushing him up, taking it. I'm keeping it. I just hit the nuts, didn't I, John?
You did not, but that's all right. All right, so Matt actually gave you guys a chance when he passed on Chris Hogan, which was almost the nuts.
Really?
Yeah, 57 spots changed. Dang. People are finally coming along, Matt. Maybe we'll finally get our first-round picks that we've been trying to sell Chris Hogan for a year. God damn it. Nobody would give us first last year for Hogan.
They won't this year either.
They won't. They'll be like, oh, Edelman's going to come back, and then he'll be terrible again, blah, blah, whatever. Denny stuck with his first card of Dez Bryant.
Wait, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you switched from Chris Hogan to John Ross. He's only changed 18 spots. So,
really?
Yep. Then Denny took Dez Bryant, a change of 47 spots.
Nice.
And I bet it's dropping even more going into the one that's being collected right now. I just wonder how far he can actually drop. I think I might be done with Dez. I'm hoping he comes back so I can get rid of the last few shares that I have. Just give me anything for him. All right. Then we went to Pete, who had Martavis Bryant at 53, which would have been the point. But he moved on from that.
That's twice.
Moved on to Tywan Taylor, who has moved a significant amount, 29 spots. Not enough to beat Denny, but Denny beat Matt. So yay,
John.
Somebody other than Matt gets point.
John and Zookeeper, can I ask you guys a question and recognize that I'm in a vulnerable spot right now?
Has anybody ever played this game and not gotten a single point? Yes.
I mean, I was gonna say, am I the worst contestant to ever be on this show?
Well. I guess if you haven't gotten a single point, you might be tied for the worst.
We won't call them out by name. They know who they are. So wow. Geronimo Allison was also on this list, and he would have been the nuts at 59 spots increased.
Dang.
People finally coming around on Geronimo.
And sorry, which direction did Martavis go?
Martavis is going downwards.
Right, but did he leave the Steelers?
There was some positive news.
They traded him on draft day.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't know if that would give him a bump, the change of scenery, but then he must have dropped more.
He's dropped a ton over the summer.
He's been dropping, a lot the last couple months.
Nobody wants him anymore. Not even the Raiders don't even want him, for goodness sakes.
I don't even want him in this game.
No. Nope. Yeah, he should have. All right, we'll go ahead and play out the tight end round.
Martavis Bryant and Jared Goff are going to haunt you, Pete, this season.
There's a lot of things from this night that are going to haunt me.
Right,
Slinky Matt. Gillisley for being one of them.
Still backwards. Gillis, Slinky.
There you go.
Slinkaffery.
Denny nailed that. Denny nailed Gillis, Slinky.
I had a mind meld moment with you.
Finally worked out. All right, let's play tight end. Denny gets to go first as the person that pointed last. So 1 through 10, Denny.
Okay. All right, I'm going with six.
Number six is Jimmy Graham.
Oh, I'll pass.
All righty. Means you got to pick another card.
Oh, right. I was like, what's next? I'll go with nine after six.
Number nine, Adam Shaheen.
Pass. Oh, all right. Boy.
So no six, no nine.
10.
See what you did there. All righty. ASJ is where right, is where you're sticking.
I guess that's my guy.
All right. So Matt, you get to go. No number six, one. No nine, no ten.
Number one.
Austin Hooper.
Pass. Number two.
Cameron Brait.
No, I'll pass. Number three.
Tyler Eifert is where you are sticking. All right. This board is set up for you, Pete, to get a point.
That's right. And
set up for you.
Because I need small victories so bad, I've been writing down the numbers so I don't dare accidentally say a number that's already been asked. That's where I'm at.
I would have cut it out for you if you did.
All right. Number four.
John U. Smith.
Ooh. I like me some John U., but I don't think he's moved that much. Trade for number seven.
Number seven is Gronk.
There's no way Gronk could have moved that much.
You're correct. Pete, you've got a 50-50 chance of getting a point here. You're either going to get the best answer or you're not going to get the point.
Wow. So this you're telling it's me this all comes down the here, Pete. To the number.
50-50.
All right. I want right in the middle, numero cinco.
Everybody cheer for Pete. He got a point. That's Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, dude, that guy has been going one direction, I'll tell you that.
Yes, he has. Matt, we started with Denny this time, who went with Jimmy Graham first. He had only changed six spots. Then he went to Adam Shaheen, who had changed 13. Ended on ASJ, who's had a 10-point swing. Matt, Matt went with Austin Hooper, who actually had a pretty good amount of change, 24 spots. Cameron Brait, not much at all for. Tyler Eifert, 12. And then Pete comes through in the clutch. We're just going to end with Mark Andrews. Good job, Pete. You secured a point, and that secured the game and the night for Matt Price.
Hey, but Matt, there are rumblings on the DLF message boards that you aren't clutch. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, if we're talking about like fantasy football finals, last year I was like 0-6 or something. So no, not clutch at all.
All right. So wait, did I end up beating Denny?
You guys both got a point. Oh wait, are we talking just individual points throughout the games?
Yeah. Denny got a 2-1. I think.
Yeah, you each got a point in this last game, and then Denny did get the Mike Gillis slinky answer. That's the tiebreaker right there.
Sorry, not sorry, Pete.
All right, well,
solid effort tonight, guys.
That's it. There's not a bonus.
We're gonna play that third game. We're not gonna play the third one.
All right, we will go ahead and play this third game. In this, I am going to give the contestants a single person versus, you know, two or three people going against them. And you'll have to tell me who has more of the given stat. So in this first category, we're going to go with rushing attempts. So the first question is, who has more rushing attempts, Frank Gore or the combination of Doug Martin, Lamar Miller, and Chris Ivory? You each get a guess. You each can say your guesses. You want Frank Gore here or the group? Who has more rushing attempts? Career rushing attempts.
I mean, Gore's been playing since the second Clinton administration.
That's your Clinton administration, Joe.
Danny, I say that to my wife now.
In this economy, you can't get away with making jokes like that repeatedly.
This running back economy.
I mean, this was back when G.I. Joes were a thing.
This is back when running backs carried the ball.
I'll take Frank Gore.
From when G.I. Joe was a thing.
I think I'm taking Gore too.
Yeah, me too.
You're all wrong. Good job. Frank Gore has 3,226. The other guys combined have 3,406. But it takes three guys to beat him out. And Lamar Miller has been playing for quite a while. So is Chris Ivory and Doug Martin. None of those are new guys. They've all been around. And good Lord, it takes three of them.
And he's going to ruin all the Canyon Drake fans' days this season, too.
I'm not sure about that. I said I'm going to stop saying there's no way he keeps doing it because he's still doing it. So, all right, we'll go with we're still in rushing attempts. So now we're going to go Alfred Morris or Carlos Hyde and Russell Wilson.
Wow. I'm picking last this time.
I'll take the package. Right. I'll take the package.
Matt's going with the package. What do you got, Denny?
I'm going against the package.
All right. Denny's going against the package. He's anti-package.
As my wife said.
I will take the package.
All right. Pete is pro package. And in this case, Denny is correct. Alfred Morris, 1,162.
My wife is never wrong.
Carlos Hyde, 655, and Russell Wilson, 578, for a total of 1,233. So just under, but I was really surprised that Carlos Hyde's actually only at 655. That seemed light. It feels like he's been around a lot longer. So I was kind of surprised by that. He is hurt all the time, and I wouldn't say it's from workload. All right, we've got one more. We're going to go Cam Newton. One more rushing attempts, I should say. Cam Newton or Ryan Fitzpatrick and Drew Brees?
This feels like Cam. A trap. You Cam. Want us to say Cam Newton.
I know. It probably is, but I'm saying but Cam.
It's the package. It's a trick question.
Let's go. I'm all in on the package.
It is definitely the package.
Yeah.
Yep. Cam Newton, 828. Ryan Fitzpatrick has run the ball for probably like 800 teams, 454 total times. Drew Brees, how in the hell does he have 440 rushing attempts? Do they count a kneel? Does a kneel down count as a rushing attempt? Like, I can't imagine that he's.
I guess. I don't know. Because they get negative yardage for it on their.
I was shocked that he even had that many. And I mean, granted, he has been around for quite a while, but 440 seemed like a lot from him. All right. We'll go on to passing attempts now. So we've got Tom Brady against Matthew Stafford and Alex Smith.
I'll take the package.
I'll go against the package.
I'm taking that package.
This is going to get to the point where it gets old.
I think we found the name of this game, by the way. This game is definitely called.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's going to get old, but then it's going to get funny again. Like, you know, that's where this is heading. All right. So in this case, it is the package. Matthew Stafford and Alex Smith, 9,463 combined. Good old Tom Brady, 8,805 all by himself. And that arm is going to fall off one of these days, right? One of these days, Tom Brady and Frank Gore are both going to not be in the NFL. Can you imagine?
Hashtag TB12.
It'll be crazy. All right, we're going to bring Ryan Fitzpatrick back. So now we're doing passing attempts with Ryan Fitzpatrick against passing attempts of the package of Kirk Cousins and Jameis Winston.
Wait, who is a single dude?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a quarterback, currently starter for the Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. I remember him from the 80s. I'm going with Fitz.
I will always and forever go with the package.
I think I'll take the package too.
Damn right you will, zookeeper.
Denny is the winner of this one. Man, Denny's, I feel like, has gotten a lot of imaginary points in this game. He's doing well. We found his sweet spot.
Imaginary? Come on.
So, all right. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 4,039. Kirk Cousins, only 2,096. And then Jameis Winston, 1,544. Total of 3,640. So,
man. John, can this be worth 1,000 points?
Sure. 1,000 imaginary points. We've got Ryan Tannehill or Tyrod Taylor and Case Keenum.
Guys, I'm going to have to go. Drum roll, please. With the package.
Oh. Here you got, Matt.
I'll take the package, too. I can't get away from it.
I'm opposing the package. This is the final blow to the package.
Oh, and Denny continues to just rack up imaginary points in this game. Good job, Denny. Ryan Tannehill, despite like never being on the field to actually throw the ball, has outthrown Tyrod Taylor and Case Keenum. Right. Tannehill 26-37 if you're keeping score, and Tyrod Taylor, Case Keenum 25-29 combined.
So. Wow, that's so close.
Yeah, that was quite close. I would have thought it was actually more because it feels like Tannehill's, you know, been the starter for the Dolphins forever, but he never throws the ball because he's never on the field. So, all right, let's get out of here. Let's go around and whatever you guys want to, you know, pimp out there, let us know. Denny, what do you have for us going on right now?
Lots of stuff, not package related, but I have a kicker column on the Living the Stream Patreon page. If people want to check it, that's where it's living this year. It's patreon.com/livingthestream. It's $1 a month, folks. So check it out.
Pete, you got anything going on? Is the FF Comedy Hour reunion in the works yet or what?
I just actually cleared my schedule for the next 6 months to look at 90s children's toys and NFL divisions. I have a lot of work cut out. I want an invite in about 6 months after I lead myself through a boot camp, Dynasty Game Night boot camp. And I am paid by 4x4 to make a weekly video show. So if you want to check that out so they get some return on their investment, that would be good. But I'm embarrassed by my showing tonight, and I understand if I'm banished from the FF community for it.
Yeah, I'm actually.
When's the next Fantasyland?
I'm going to email 4x4 and tell them that what happened tonight. I'm sorry if you're out of a job.
I lost my draft day consultants gig. I'm going to lose everything. John, and I swear to God, if you edit out one single thing from this, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, there will be lots edited out from this for sure. There's a lot not making this show.
And no, I feel like Denny and I didn't give, you know, Zookeeper his due. You know, he created this game. He knew the rules inside out. He's been studying it. So, like, congratulations, dude.
Thanks, man.
Matt is tough to take on. I look forward to at some point being against him and having some people come on here and host the game so I get to take on Matt. I want to compete with him. Somebody's got to step up and beat him, and I'm hoping that I can take a shot at him. So
yeah, and I mean, I don't know if the carpet matches the drapes, but I can guess he has a nice package. That's all I'm missing.
Oh, man. So, Pete, when's the next Fantasyland come out?
Probably not for a while. We are going to we're going to Vegas this weekend for the FFPC draft, so we're going to do some live broadcasting. Yeah, so doing that stuff. And I'm trying to think of any other plugs. No, just, yeah, the turnover on 4x4. It's a weekly show going to come out in season on Thursdays. Very excited about it. We have a really good editor, so it's well-produced. Lots of good fantasy entertainment and jokes, which is clearly all I can provide because it's not knowledge.
All right. Well, thanks, thanks everybody, for joining us. Matt, you can follow him now at MattPriceFF. On Twitter. He's joined the Let's Change Our Names to Our Name movement that we had for like a day.
It's all your fault.
It is all my fault. I did that. And you can follow me at John Bosch FF now. No more Empire. Empire is dead. So follow the show at DGN Pod. Buy shirts from us. Thanks for joining us. Rate, review, subscribe, share, all that stuff that helps a podcast.
And all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosch has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers
set your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.